From the KBUT News satellite studio in Mount Crested Butte, I'm Christopher Biddle with your local newscast for the evening of November 5th. Gunnison County is enacting more stringent public health orders because of a big spike in cases of COVID-19. Group sizes for events are now limited to 25 people indoors and 50 people outdoors. Health officials are also telling the public they should expect those restrictions to reduce again to 10 people indoors and 25 people outdoors. Gunnison County has confirmed that on Monday, 16 new cases were accounted for. That's the largest single-day caseload for the county, and the first time that the number of new cases reached double digits in a day since mid-March in the very early days of the pandemic response. There are still 29 tests pending from Monday. Health officials noted that laboratories prioritize likely positives, meaning test results that take longer tend to skew negative. While the disease is spreading in Gunnison County, the local healthcare system has remained largely unaffected with no current admissions to the hospital. Jody Leonard is with Gunnison Valley Health and the county's COVID-19 response team.
I do want to say, even though we are seeing this uptick in cases statewide, we have yet to have hospitalizations or any inundation of our healthcare system. We have had some positives diagnosed at urgent care, and that's what it's there for. So, it's working. People are doing the right things.
Public Health Director Joni Reynolds says the county's ability to adequately test for COVID-19 remains strong a week after the state abruptly changed course and stopped offering community testing to Gunnison County. Through CARES Act funds distributed to the hospital, Gunnison Valley Health partnered with the Mayo Clinic to take on the task. Reynolds says that spared the county from issues with inadequate testing through the state.
When I was on a call this week in the state health department and my colleagues around the state, they said in the Front Range, they have not been able to keep up with contact tracing because of the recent surge in cases, and they're able to hit about 50% of the cases. We're still talking to 100% of the cases, and we're still talking to 100% of the contacts. The state health department estimates that about 10% of those that are being tested are contacts and were in quarantine at the time that they were tested. The last time I ran the data, which was not yesterday, it was the day before, we were at 50%. So meaning that the folks that are getting tested and are testing positive, half of them were already in quarantine.
According to the Crested Butte News, about half of all recent new cases of the novel coronavirus are from students at Western Colorado University in Gunnison. Colorado is now seeing its highest coronavirus case counts and hospitalizations since the start of the pandemic. But as KBUT's Scott Franz reports, Governor Jared Polis is not issuing any new restrictions.
Instead, Polis is urging residents to do three things this month. He says people should wear masks, stay 6 feet apart, and only visit with members of their own households.
We need to renew our commitment and resolve now to get through one of the darkest periods in the history of our state.
Almost 900 people were in the hospital with COVID-19 as of Thursday afternoon. State health officials say Colorado is also projected to run out of ICU capacity at hospitals in mid-December if cases continue to surge. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Colorado voters have narrowly approved Proposition 114 to reintroduce gray wolves in the state by the end of 2023. The question was opposed in most of the rural and mountain counties in the state, where ranchers are fearful for their livestock. But supporters in some Front Range counties, such as Boulder, were overwhelmingly in favor of it. Supporters say bringing wolves back to the West Slope will benefit the state and other wildlife. They were eradicated from Colorado in the 1940s with the help of bounties. Colorado was the first state to have voters decide whether to bring back the animal. It was largely a good election night for Colorado Democrats. Not only did the party flip a U.S. Senate seat from red to blue, they expanded their majority in the state legislature. Benta Berkland has more.
Democrats picked up a seat in the state Senate in South Metro Denver. Two other GOP races weren't yet decided. In the House, Democrats maintained the wide majority they won 2 years ago. The large majority means Republicans will have less ability to impact state policies. Although the GOP got a few statewide wins, an income tax reduction, and voter approvals for large fee increases. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And this is KBUT. Incumbent Democrats Julie McCluskey and Barbara McLaughlin will remain Gunnison County's two representatives of the Colorado State House. McCluskey won her second term in District 61, which includes Crested Butte. McLaughlin won her third term in District 59, which includes Gunnison. Both candidates saw broad approval in Gunnison County. There are two wildfires burning in the West Elk Wilderness west of Gunnison and about 5 miles northeast of the Soap Creek Campground. Together, the Coal Creek Fire and the Poison Creek Fire, which are only about 3/4 of a mile away from each other, have burned approximately 76 acres. According to the Forest Service, the cause of both fires are under investigation. However, one Gunnison County official said they suspect human involvement. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.